16th playground build.
What's this day mean to you?
It's a special day every year, and you know, the unsung thing about it is that it brings the whole team together. It's amazing for the kids, it's amazing for the neighborhood, but when you have a sports team that can come together and a whole organization built around it, it just brings the employees, the players, the coaches, everyone together. And whenever you have a common goal to help, it brings you closer together. And that's one of the reasons we have it. And for kids, again, for a team like the Eagles to be able to focus all their attention on their neighborhood, their school, their playground, to build a safe place for them to play, it gives them a sense of pride. And deservedly so, because they so deserve it. So that's really what today's all about. And glad the weather's so amazing.
So why is this football team a better football team without DeSean Jackson?
Oh, I think this is going to be a very good football team. We'll see how it all comes together. But, you know, just thinking about last year, this time last year while I was painting there, weren't sure who the quarterback was going to be, weren't sure how the wide receivers were going to be. A lot of positions were up in the air, and you know, after watching what Chip and his group were able to strategize, put together, and implement, it wasn't like everyone thought it would be in terms of predictable certain things from Oregon. It was what's going to be best in the NFL, and you know, I think this just sort of tip of the iceberg of what this team can perform and do.
Did Chip run by his decision, run it by you before he made it?
What decision is that?
To release DeSean Jackson.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, usually at the end of every season, and Chip's... Chip's no different. The coach will always, you know, discuss chemistry of the team, how he wants to improve it, what he wants for next year, what he wants to maximize, his offense, his defense, his special teams. And, you know, it became clear at the end of the year he wanted to certainly go at the wide receiver position differently. And once that decision was made, it was just a matter of, you know, whether we were going to be able to make any kind of trade. And when it was obvious there were going to be no trade offers, the fair thing to the player was to release him. And in today's NFL, it's not surprising that would happen. With double-digit contracts, you don't see players getting traded these days. You see them getting released.
So you knew at the end of the season?
Yeah.
And DeSean, obviously, there were some things reported that weren't a community-oriented player. How much did it really factor into the whole situation?
You know, really, it was a football decision. Chip and... his people were incredibly clear that for us to get better, we needed to take a step back and reconfigure the wide receiver position. And that's really, you know, he's very, I think, common to a lot of really smart coaches. He knows exactly what he wants at every position. And for Chip on offense, it just wasn't a good fit. It just was not a good fit with what he asks wide receivers to do. He can explain that to you, but it just was not a fit. He was so clear that we have to get better.
Jeffrey, when you say not a good fit, obviously we look from the outside and see the numbers he put up and how successful the offense was. I know you can't get too specific, but are you referring to salary, stuff on the field? Can you kind of clarify how
It's not that. It's he wants us to be better offense. And I know... you can say statistically that, you lose DeSean, how can you be a better offense? You know, if you add Nick Foles last year and say, how can you be a better offense? It was a record-setting offense. So I think with Chip, I just give him the benefit of the doubt. He knows what he wants, and he knows how to get there. And I really believe that it's an organization that absolutely supports the direction we're going. And that's the best way to be. Everyone in it together. And I think Chip's always going to not just base things on statistics, but how you're going to perform and how you're going to perform in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And where do you get your ultimate goal? What's the best chance?
With the fact that he had, when they came to you and said, look, this is what we want to do, you were on board with that from the start? I mean, again, you had such a good year and the offense was record-setting, as you mentioned.
You know, it wasn't based on one player. It's how can we make the offense overall better? And I think that there's so many opportunities to accomplish what Chip wants to accomplish that he's, I know, extremely excited about where we're headed.
If it was, in fact, a football decision, why did it take 4 weeks to explain to your fans why that decision was made?
You know, the thing is, we don't, whether it's Jason Avant, Namdi, you name it, over the years, I just think you got to be supportive of your players. Don't explain why you release a player. Let them have the opportunity. We could have waited till after the draft. We could have waited till the OTAs. We could have waited till beginning of training camp. Want to give the player the best chance to find the best possible arrangement he could. And that's really what it all it is. It's so much better not to comment publicly on why a player is, you want to go in a different way. It's not fair. They prepare hard. They've worked well with you. They've been successful working with you. Why then do you want to, when you release them, have to say something that's not appropriate or positive?
If you didn't want to wait and he goes to the Redskins, isn't that a bad or a worse situation for you rather than waiting?
You know, I think it was fair to Deshaun to let him. We knew he wasn't going to be on the team. We knew there was going to be no trade offer. And once that happened, we've never been afraid of, you know, teams in our division. We got to do what's best for us. And it remains to be seen exactly what happens in the future. We'll check back in 3 years and, you know, see where we're at.
Jeffrey, as an owner of a professional sports franchise, I'm wondering if you could give your comments on the situation with the Clippers.
Well, you know, whoever made those comments, and to be determined, completely disgusting, and not just in the sports world. That there is no place for that kind of attitude in life. And to me, it was just, you know, disgusting, abhorrent. What else do you want to say? And but I'm sure, you know, Adam Silver, he'll get to the bottom of it quickly. And we'll all, you know, find out exactly what happened there and who it's attributed to. And but it's, I don't want it to be seen as a sports issue. It's a global issue. And anybody who makes those kind of remarks about any race on the planet, it's just not acting in a healthy and human way. And that exists. And hopefully, you know, we'll find out how it was attributed and what happened there. Okay.